it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
I have a question. We may get no phone calls on this because I think it might just be, this might just be a marketing campaign.
Okay.
Might be a marketing slogan.
All right.
But it could lead to good phone calls if we get them. Remember, we have a voice disguise, so remember you don't have to use your real name.
Right.
But the topic is this. Has anything that's ever happened on vacation really stayed on vacation?
You got Vegas on your mind.
But I'm not just talking about Vegas. Like, yeah. I think we've talked about that before. Like, you know, what's gone on in Vegas has you know, stayed there. But, like, is there anything...
Rock City, baby.
...that you have... any place that you have traveled to, anywhere you have gone, with your family, without your family, spring break, whatever. I would say as... I would almost, let's say, we might even have to take spring break out of it, unless it's something that you never admitted to your friends, even your friends who are down there with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's funny
that
is
can happen.
You think? My high school spring break, there's a guy that actually, that was the way he hit on me, somebody that we went to school with, and I briefly dated, and I say in finger quotes, because, you know, I've been this way for a long time. And he was trying to use the excuse, well, we're out of town. And you realize that when you're out of town, it doesn't count, is what he said.
That's what he said to you.
Yeah. And he thought that he was going to be able to, you know, hit that because, you know, we were out of town. It wouldn't count. So it's almost like saying, you know, I know you're worried about any number or anything, but don't worry about
numbers
it.
Numbers don't count on
numbers
vacation.
Numbers don't increase on vacation.
That's totally good guy logic. You know?
You're a big... it didn't work, but I did have somebody
unique
tell me that.
Unique guy logic. I wouldn't say good guy logic. But unique, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I think definitely groups of friends go on vacations or girls' weekends away, and everybody breaks off into, you know, doing their own little thing,
right?
And don't share everything with them, especially if they don't want it following them home.
So it's possible that you could be on spring break with girlfriends. You could pair
or
off
any
with
girls' vacation. Weekend trip or bachelorette party Run. Weekend, mm-hmm. or
and you pair off with a girl or a guy. You guys do your thing, or a girl. It's spring break. I mean, what happens. Or you know, it's vacation, so it's whole new world of discovery. And so you do whatever you want to do off
or
in the
your
corner.
Your fantasy.
Right. And then you come back to your big group of girlfriends. You don't even tell them that you just made out with the dude.
Yeah. Or you say less than what you really did.
Hey, Chris, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
See, that's the difference between girls and guys. Girls say the less of what they really did, where guys are making
embellish.
Up. Oh, my God, it was ridiculous. And then her twin sister showed up. Wow. Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Not much. Actually, when I went to Panama City 2 years ago with my friend, his girlfriend, and a couple of her friends all went, and we were kind of hanging out, and I got pissed off at my friend because he was driving my car and ended up rear-ending somebody. It wasn't bad, but then he was just kind of not the nicest person for the rest of the trip. But one night we all went out and got pretty drunk, and I ended up sleeping with his girlfriend in the bed next to him. In a separate bed, but he was on the other side of the room, just passed out, and
wow.
He has no clue at this point.
Is he still dating her?
As far as I know, he and I don't really talk after that. Just, I mean, we kind of, you know, split ways just because of the way it was, and he's done, you know, a whole bunch of stuff, but nothing ever came out of it, and I don't think she's ever said anything, so I think he would have called me on it.
You rear-ended my car, rear-ended your girlfriend.
Thought about that, Melissa, but I didn't say it out loud.
But I did. You said it by proxy.
Hey, Kelly needs to be on the voice disguiser, and Kelly is not her real name. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. You're on the voice disguiser.
Okay, great. I actually went every year during college on spring break with a whole group. We had a whole group of best friends. We would always go together, and this one year we went, and I hooked up on a futon with my guy roommate that I lived with in college for a couple of years. We'd been best friends since kindergarten. Our families were friends.
Oh, that'll always mess up a good friendship.
We actually are still friends. And to this day, I really don't think anybody else found out about it. I've never heard from anybody else talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
My girl best friend, her brother was in the room at the time. So... I think that he was passed out drunk, though.
So nobody knows. You came
when you
back and neither one of you told anyone.
No, we made a pact. What stays on spring break is staying there.
What happens on a futon stays on a futon.
Nothing says sexy.
Right.
That futon.
Nothing says sexy than a couch that folds out to an uncomfortable bed with a really thin mattress that's got a cigarette burn in it.
And then when you pull it back up, it takes three people to get that mattress back in the right position.
Hey, Kelly, what's going on?
Not much.
How are you? Do you need to be on the voice disguiser?
Yeah, please.
Okay, good.
You are?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the voice disguiser.
Okay, we went to Jamaica for a bridal party, and I hooked up with the groom.
I was
best friends with the groom, not with the bride, and we got a little drunk, and he was like, let's just do it one last time. I'm still single. And I was like, okay, you know, sure. So we hooked up.
And nobody knows about it.
Nobody knows about it.
And the couple.
And this has been 5 years now.
And the couple is still together?
Yeah, they're still together. They have two kids.
Wow. Huh. And she has no idea.
No, she does have no idea. She just thinks that we're like really good friends. Like,
well,
really
you were.
Good friends.
Wow. Really,
really, good really good friends.
You know where I bet this also happens? It's not necessarily just like a spring break or like a wild vacation scenario, but a work travel scenario too.
Yeah.
Like conventions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be
to LA next week.
Hey, what's up, Melissa?
What's up?
Does it count when it's on a work trip?
That's right.
Woo!
Like, didn't you have a
Wendy's gonna barf over there.
I know.
Didn't you have a situation where like somebody in here knew someone who would go on a work trip and hook up with the same guy? It was like an annual convention. They would all meet in the same city, you know, for the big Tupperware convention, and they'd burp each other.
Yeah, it was my friend that was the Tupperware salesman.
They'd burp each other.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.